This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expands his cabinet. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers. Supreme Court issues interim order not to immediately implement the ordinance on Nepal Citizenship First Amendment. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithvi Shubha Gurung loses vote of confidence in Province Assembly. And UN says there is famine in Ethiopia. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has given full shape to the existing Council of Ministers. With this, the current Council of Ministers has 25 members, including 22 cabinet ministers and 3 state ministers. This is the second time that the Council of Ministers has been expanded following the dissolution of the House of Representatives on 22nd of May. Similarly, President Bidya Devi Bhandari had administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers at a function held at the presidential building in Sheetal Nivas yesterday itself. Those taking the oath included Khagaraj Adhikari for Minister of Home Affairs, Raj Kishore Yadav for Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Nainakala Thapa for Ministry of Communications and Information Technology. Likewise, Jwala Kumari Shaha took oath of office for the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Narad Muni Rana for the Ministry of Forests and Environment, and Ganesh Kumar Pahari for the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, and Mohan Bania for the Minister for the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, in the presence of the President, also administered the oath of office and secrecy to Asha Kumari B.K., the Minister of State for Forests and Environment. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithvi Shubha Gurung has failed to win the vote of confidence in the Province Assembly. Province Assembly floor test was held yesterday, where Chief Minister Gurung secured 27 votes, while 30 votes were cast against his favour. Chief Minister Gurung was required to secure a minimum of 31 votes in a 60-member Gandaki Province Assembly. Chief Minister Gurung was reappointed on May 12 as the leader of the largest party in the Assembly. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the officials to begin construction of drinking water projects in Yangri and Larke rivers in Sindhupalchak district. The Prime Minister's directive comes after the completion of the much-awaited Melamchi drinking water project. Taking update of the Ministry of Drinking Water and Sanitation and Melamchi Drinking Water Project at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli asked the officials to begin the construction of drinking water projects in the two rivers to supply water to the Kathmandu Valley. Both the project will supply 170 million litres water each to the valley after completion of the projects. A total of 5,293 more people have recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal in the past 24 hours. With this, the total number of people recovered from the COVID-19 has reached 515,591 in the country. The recovery rate now stands at 85.7%. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, additional 3,749 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded across the country. The latest COVID-19 cases were detected while carrying out a total of 15,238 tests, including 9,901 RT-PCR and 5,337 antigen tests in various laboratories in the country. Meanwhile, 59 people succumbed to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, taking the death toll to 8,238. The monsoon is expected to enter Nepal from the east in few days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says the monsoon has already developed in the Bay of Bengal and it is heading towards Nepal. Senior meteorologist Barun Podel said the occurrence of rainfall has started to increase and heavy rain is likely to occur at many places from the next week. According to meteorologist Podel, the monsoon has not spread out well as there is still the influence of the westerly wind in the nation. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Wow, real mai chito.
Download ta jane fast.
Hey guys, ki cha testo fast?
NTC ko 4G.
Prastut cha Nepal's fastest 4G LTE advanced network ka saath.
यो त साच्चै नै फास्ट रहेछ
पछिल्लो पुस्ताको NT4G LTE बिना रोकटोक 250 Mbps सम्मको डाउनलोड साथै HD मुभीज को भरपूर मजा NT4G LTE सुचारु गर्नका लागि डायल गर्नुहोस् *444# नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock has said there is famine in northern Ethiopia after the release of a UN-backed analysis of the situation. There is famine now, he said, adding, this is going to get a lot worse. The analysis found that 350,000 people were living in severe crisis in the war-torn Tigray region as well as neighboring Amhara and Afar. Tigray has been devastated by fighting between government forces and rebels with 1.7 million people displaced. According to the analysis, the food situation in the region has reached the level of a catastrophe. The UN's World Food Programme, WFP, Food and Agriculture Organization, and Children's Agency UNICEF have all called for urgent action to address the crisis. At least 11 people, including 8 children, have been killed after a residential building collapsed in the western Indian city of Mumbai. Rescue efforts are underway as more people are feared trapped in the debris in the Malad area, officials say. An investigation has been ordered, but a minister said heavy rains could have caused the collapse on Wednesday night. Police said that 18 people were pulled from the debris, but only 7 of them survived. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expands his cabinet. President Vidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers. Supreme Court issues interim order not to immediately implement the ordinance on Nepal Citizens Safe First Amendment. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithivi Subba Gurung loses vote of confidence in Province Assembly. And UN says there is famine in Ethiopia. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.